Are you ready? Are you ready
for the Yahoo Sports Kings?
Whatever you got, I need.
You want to be the best? Work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got today, I got to have.
You don't want to be the best? We'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
With your host, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
The complete NFL Countdown Show.
The best NFL picks of the week.
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
Leave it all on the field. 1, 2, 3.
Leave it all here.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings
right now.
Live from the Quick and Mode studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio. I'm your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, getting you ready for kickoff week 7 of the National Football League. It's all going to kick off here in a couple of hours. And, oh, my goodness, folks, it's going to be an interesting show today because guess who is not here? Okay, you would not believe who is not here. Both Hot Rod Johnson and Ronnie Brooks would not be here today. Ronnie's on assignment. And Rod is enjoying some much-deserved time off, although he's not suspended. I don't want you listeners to think, because you know we did suspend him earlier in the year, but that's not the case this time, folks. So they are both away. So it's just me. Nope, just kidding. It's not just me. I want to go ahead and introduce a friend of mine who has, I've known this guy for over 15 years. As a matter of fact, folks, just to give you a little bit of history about the Sports Kings, this show originated in Los Angeles, California. Okay, so we took it to the airwaves back in, I think it was 2000, 1999, something like that. But this gentleman right here was one of the original co-hosts of the, it wasn't the Sports Kings talk show back then. I think it was the countdown show, something. It was something. It had something to do with counting down like we're doing now. I remember it was the early morning sports show at one particular time. But anyway, this gentleman here, we did numerous promotions out in Southern California. He was my road dog for Super Bowl. I don't remember what Super Bowl it was, but it was the Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We both watched the Raiders get the brakes beat off of them in that Super Bowl. And this man covers the Lakers. He covers the Anaheim Angels. At the time, it was the Anaheim Angels, but it's the Angels now. He also covered the Clippers. And let me just bring him on. He's joining me from Los Angeles, California. Please welcome to the show, Downtown Wayne Brown.
All right. Well, first of all, Gene, I'm going to start off by saying, how can you take a break mid-season? No, you don't. You take your break before the season. You take your break.
Well, who's taking a break, Wayne?
Well, you said your man deserves a much deserved vacation or time away.
So no. So you ragging on Ronnie? You know Ronnie close.
Hey, Ronnie B. Ronnie B. is on assignment. Hey, mid season. It's the best part of the season. This is the best part of the season.
Week 7.
You got teams playing. You got, what, 4 or 5 undefeated teams? You got 4 or 5 one-win teams? And yet, no one knows who's going to be there in the end because the season is just that close.
You're right. It is.
Okay.
It's, you know what, Wayne, you are absolutely right. Look at you bringing the heat on, talking about the Hot Rod. Boy, I know they're going to be listening to the show. Hot Rod Justin and Ronnie Brooks enjoying some time off. But you're right, we're in the thick of things. Week 7 of the National Football League, of course, it kicked off on Thursday night with the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. We will recap that game for you. But, you know, like what we always do, is we take it back to week 6, and we'll talk about in the next segment, me and Wayne will talk about the shockers from week 6 of the National Football League. But you're right, man. There's some teams that are undefeated, Wayne, and ooh, my goodness. You know, if you are a Denver Broncos fan or a New England Patriots fan, how about a Carolina Panthers fan? You got to be impressed.
And finally, they're off of Levy's back. Well, Levy's going to have to win in the playoffs, you know. He's going to have to get there. But he's doing good. He's on a roll right now over in Cincinnati.
Absolutely, man. And Ronnie always trying to fire Lovie Smith, man. Marvin
no,
Lewis.
No, you're right.
Yeah, but Lovie would hope that he was coaching the Cincinnati Bengals right now.
Absolutely.
But no, Marvin
Absolutely.
Lewis.
No. Marvin Lewis there in Cincinnati. You're right.
Doing it up, man. Just when you're about to write the Cincinnati Bengals off, Wayne. They're getting it done.
They're getting it done.
Absolutely.
They're getting it done.
And Peyton Manning, for all you folks, I mean, I guarantee you, this Denver Broncos team here, if it wasn't for that defense, I don't know if these Broncos would be undefeated. But nevertheless, perfect timing, man. It's these types of teams that will sneak up on you. Peyton doesn't have to be that good anymore. When you got a defense that's playing ball like the Broncos, Wayne, They might get them there.
Well, you know, the Broncos are playing some good defense, but that offense is horrendous. I mean, they are, and they will not be able to carry the load, meaning the defense. It's the first half of the season, as I mentioned earlier. They're going to die out by the end of the season. That offense needs to do something. And I hate to say it, but it may come from that quarterback position.
Oh, come on now. I better go to church. You better go to church because there's a lot of people listening to us on 15, what is it? Is it 1580? It's somewhere in Denver, Colorado. They are listening to this show, and they just heard what you said. But it's okay.
I'm just saying what they're feeling.
Mile High Sports Radio up there in Denver, they're listening, and I tell you what, we're going to chime in on that in the next segment, of course, and get your thoughts, because I think I know where you're going with this. But I got to admit, though, this defense, good Lord, I have them on my fantasy football team. They are killing me in a good way. I mean, I am beating the brakes off people because of that defense. I can always count on a touchdown for the Denver Broncos defense. So, folks, hey, I tell you what, stick around. Stick around for the next segment. Me and Downtown Wayne Brown, we're going to bring it to you right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, you like this radio show, right?
You want to make sure you never miss a moment? An all-new place to go, YSRpodcast.com. And of course, you can always search your favorite shows on iTunes.
P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-893-3321. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road, fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-893-3321. That's 1-800-893-3321. 1-800-893-3321.
Hey, Zabe here. Join us on Monday, Steve Zabin Show. Week 7 of the NFL will be a wrap. We will talk about all the games and what happened. Plus, Michael Schotte, NFL writer, will join us to help do just that. Also, your World Series matchup will be set. College football, it looked like a pretty meh slate, but it might actually be interesting. Plus, the latest on scoundrels du jour in sports like Manziel, Patino, et al. Join us Monday.
Mornings, 6 to 10 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Inside the Lines with former Carolina Panthers GM Marty Herndon.
Moose Johnson moved, of course, to Dallas Cowboys, signed a player that we released here in Carolina and Greg Hardy. And nobody really disputes that Greg Hardy what he can do on the field. There's been what's maybe some speculation and things that have happened off the field. Jerry Jones seems to be throwing it all in this year and doing whatever, and sees a window for the Cowboys to pick up another championship. Would that be a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment. When you look at Tony Romo, we all know how important the quarterback position is in the NFL. With the two back surgeries here in the last 3 years, how much longer can Tony play at the level you need to win a championship? One of the areas that Dallas struggled in last year was getting pressure on the quarterback, generating turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. They took a calculated risk by signing Greg Hardy.
Inside the Lines with Marty Herney. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, you want to increase your brain power, be smarter, improve your memory and focus? Well, there is a new brain supplement called Mental Bright, made with ingredients that naturally enhance your mental abilities. Mental Bright is so confident in their formula that if you try it and it doesn't work, they'll write you a check for 10% more than you paid for it. That's 110% money back guarantee. Mental Bright's ingredients are scientifically proven to work. Go to MentalBright.com to start improving your brain abilities today. To brighten your mind, go to MentalBright.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-451-9673. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-9673. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-451-9673.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quick and Loud Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings here on Yahoo Sports Radio with Mean Gene. And Downtown Wayne Brown. I haven't said that name in years, man. Downtown Wayne Brown filling in for both Ronnie B. and Hot Rod Johnson here this Sunday as we get you ready for the kickoff. Folks, the show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, I mean, despite what you're hearing, okay, DraftKings.com, it's still the easiest way for you to win some money. All right, and all you got to do is register. You can't win if you don't register. Register DraftKings.com. And if you want to get, you know, some extra oomph to your picks, you need to enter that special code SK2015. That's SK2015. That'll get you in, and that'll get you some perks for joining DraftKings.com. We're also brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com, I've said it thousands of times, maybe, that in order for you to have a unique website, folks, you have to have someone who knows how to build a site and maintain it for you. And that's going to be ONFX.com. ONFX.com. So, Downtown, let's go ahead and go back to week 6 of the National Football League. We had some interesting things, and something we like to do each and every week on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show is talk about our shockers for the week. So, Wayne, I'll go ahead and let you pick your shocker for week 6.
Well, you know, it wasn't so much that it was a shocker. It pretty much the way it happened. And that is the Pittsburgh Steelers and their comeback over the Arizona Cardinals. Once Michael Vick leaves that game, Landry Jones, wow. That kid's ready.
You know, but,
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to.
No, yeah, he's ready. And here's the thing. The fact that, you know, the Arizona Cardinals get beat by two quarterbacks in the same game. But
exactly.
Michael Vick, I mean, he has not been spectacular, Wayne, but he has controlled a lot of games. But I will say this, and I know Steeler fans are going to probably yell at me. That's probably the best thing that happened in that game. Landry Jones came out of there like, oh, wait a minute. I'm in. And found him a receiver that he might like. Every quarterback has a favorite receiver. I think we saw who Landry Jones' favorite receiver was in that game.
I think you're right. And the person that's probably most happiest with the injury to Michael Vick is his teammate Antonio Brown. I mean, he couldn't get a pass. He couldn't get a pass. I don't know that Vick knew he was on the team. Here he is, the number one receiver in the NFL, in my opinion. And yet, Michael Vick couldn't get him the ball if he was the running back and he was handing it.
But like I just said, though, Wade, every quarterback has their favorite receiver. And I would have to say that the Michael Vick and Antonio Brown connection could not happen. I wish it would have, but it just wouldn't happen. But Martavius and Landry Jones, they made it happen. And just like we saw with Johnny Manziel a couple of weeks ago and the other guy that plays up there in Cleveland with him. I mean, it happens.
But Ming Jean, when you have Antonio Brown on your team, he's your favorite receiver. I don't care if you're the first, second, third quarterback or if you're the quarterback of the future. Antonio Brown is your favorite receiver. You need to make it happen.
He's the best receiver, but he doesn't necessarily have to be the favorite because everybody's going to double up on this guy, Wayne. And that's why, I mean, come on, trust me. I know for a fact this guy's been killing me in fantasy football, by the way. I haven't gotten anything since Big Ben went down in St. Louis.
Exactly. So they were doubling him when Big Ben was in there. What's the difference?
Okay, yeah, I know. But, we know Big Ben is going to come back, and I guarantee you when Big Ben comes back, Antonio Brown's going to have his numbers. He's going to get whatever he needs. But for the meantime, don't steal the thunder from Landry Jones. This guy did his thing there. I mean, he did what he needed.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And believe me, that was a good, good upset pick, Wayne, because I probably should have got that one, but something told me you was going to get it. How about my upset pick of week six was the Detroit Lions getting their first win, even though they needed the fifth quarter to do it. They knock off the Bears. They get their first win in overtime. And, hey, I just hated to see my man, Mr. Caldwell, you know, start the season 0-6. It just wouldn't have looked pretty, even though I know that Rod always talk about Matthew Stafford is overrated. And nevertheless, man, that team, you don't change it. Sooner or later, they're going to get it together. I think they're hurting on defense, Wayne. But it was good to see that the Detroit Lions got the win, even though it was at the expense of the Chicago Bears.
Right. And, you know, Detroit, they just have not had the luck of the draw this year. I mean, they've been in games where, you know, unfortunately, they just haven't been able to pull them out, whether it was a blown call by an official in one game, two games, three games, however many. They say don't put the game in the official's hands. But you know what? At the same time, the officials need to man up and make the right call. This guy, in their last loss, I mean, the official is right on top of the play. How could he blow that call?
Yeah. We've seen a lot of that this year, though, and I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
The NFL has a way of kind of like putting that under the table, but we see it. We see that the networks have a NFL guru right there. And they go to them immediately and say, what do you think about the call? And I know those guys are put under pressure, man. They're like, look here, can I take a timeout? Because I'm not ready to say on national TV what that call should be. Because, I mean, they shouldn't undermine their fellow, you know, officials out there. But, man, some of these calls here in the NFL this year, and I mean, there's been a couple of them, Wayne, and you're right.
All touchdowns have to be reviewed. There's nothing wrong with New York or L.A., wherever they're getting that call from, to push that button, let's review, let's get it right.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I think people can live with them getting it right.
I think so.
As long as they get it right.
They get it right, but at the same time, they can live with that, but they cannot live with them taking forever to get it right. And that's what we see sometimes, you know, and they, you know, you want to speed up the game a little bit and not, you know, not take so long. I mean, a lot of people think that, okay, the call is probably going to go the way with the home team, not necessarily so. But some of the referees, I don't know. We'll probably hear something after the season, you know, about what's going on. But, hey, let's talk about week 7 of the National Football League. It got underway Thursday night in a NFC West division. I don't know if this is a rival. It can't be a rival if the one team has been dominant over the last, you know, few games. And we're talking about the Seattle Seahawks traveled to Levi's Stadium where Super Bowl 50 is going to be played, and they beat the San Francisco 49ers 20-3. And it wasn't pretty by any means on the Seahawks side, but man, are the 49ers really that bad, Wayne?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, going back to rivalry, in my opinion, a rivalry is coming when teams are known to be winners. Both of these teams are known to be winners, although the Niners have not been winning lately. And then you look on the other side, the Rams have a couple of championships under their belt. The Cardinals, who might be the best team in the division right now, has no rivalry because they have not won anything. So when you talk about a rivalry, this is a rivalry. And there's probably the closest in proximity to Seattle.
Right.
So I would call this a rivalry. Now, back to that game. I mean, Harbaugh, that's all I can say. They miss Harbaugh.
Yeah, well, not only
is the
go ahead. I mean, not only do they miss Harbaugh, though, Wayne, they miss all of those players that suddenly disappeared from their lineup. I mean, you have all these players retiring and you know, and going to other places. I mean, man, this is kind of rough.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you got Gore over in Indiana and Indianapolis, and you got Alden Smith now with the Raiders, and, you know, you're right, Crabtree now with the Raiders. I mean, are they sacrificing? And, I mean, I don't know what their direction is in the front office. I don't know what they're looking for. If they think Kaepernick is the answer, they're going to be, you know, a world of trouble.
And we shall see, folks. Stick around. You're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Whether you get into a building or in your car, just go to StreamYSR.com. That way you never miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio. You can also download our mobile apps right there. They're free and they're always on.
Yahoo Sports Radio.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Wake up and watch with the world.
Don't get no better than this.
The NFL is live on Yahoo.
Everybody in the world will be watching.
You gotta see that.
Let's go!
The NFL is streaming a live game on Yahoo.
That's big.
Bills, Jags, live from London.
To the end.
Watch anywhere.
In front of the world.
With everyone.
Got it. Touchdown, boom.
The NFL on Yahoo. Watch with the world. October 25th, 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
The Steve Zabin Show.
Story I read about, you know, ESPN's layoffs and whatnot. And they talked about their web traffic. And they showed a graph of the top 10 stories from about a month ago in terms of most read stories.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of them are just one-off fantasy columns, like
who's in,
week
who's
two
out.
Hot pickups.
Yeah. Waking up America like no one else.
Yeah, the go down to Mississippi and write a thoughtful piece about what the Confederate flag has meant to the Ole Miss football program and how the current citizens of that state are evolving and coping with the sordid racial past. Yeah, get back to me, you know, hotel rooms, we'll pick that up. Meals, we'll pick that up. Travel, we'll rental car, we'll pick that up. Just tell us when the story's done. We're looking forward to it. And then, who's a hot week two pickup? Took no travel, no research, just go look on the internet and go, huh, I like that guy.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. Hey, fantasy sports fans, be sure and tune in to the Fantasy Sportsbook Weekend Primer Show now on Yahoo Sports Radio every Thursday night, 8 to 10 Eastern. Want to win those big fantasy tourneys? And this is your show. The who's who of fantasy experts breaking down the weekend's best players. Who to sit, who to start, fantasy strategy found nowhere else. The heavyweights of the fantasy sports arena appear on this show, hosted by Tony George. If you love to win at fantasy sports, then this is a must-listen to show every week. That's the Fantasy Sportsbook Weekend Primer Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio every Thursday night, 8 to 10 Eastern.
It's Travis Rogers now.
You knew that this was just a matter of time. You knew that it was going to be a scenario where Madison Bumgarner was taken from reality and turned into myth, right? I mean, he's Madison Bumgarner. He goes from North Carolina where they chop down trees with their bare hands and wring rabbits' necks to eat them for dinner, and then we hit home runs and strike out guys and cut down some trees, right? So that was going to happen. But what we didn't know was that it was going to turn into this. Listen to the lyrics because they're pretty awesome.
6'5", 235, Carolina boy from the countryside.
Uh-oh.
When he was born, mama said he's long. Then the doctor said he was country strong.
Country strong, that's always a good one.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-991-4860. That's 800-991-4860. Call now at 800-991-4860 to get a free brochure. 800-991-4860.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
We are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio with Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, and our special guest co-host, and that would be Downtown Wayne Brown joining us from Los Angeles, California. And we are talking week 7 of the National Football League, which, by the way, is getting ready to kick off in a couple of hours. The first NFL game to be globally streamed live for free over the internet will be on Yahoo.com. The Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars game today in London will be streamed for free to anyone with a device and internet connection on Yahoo, which has more than 1 billion monthly users. That should be anybody. Who doesn't have an internet connection these days? Downtown, let's talk about this game right here. It's the Buffalo Bills traveling to London. You have to be careful because the fans in London love the Jacksonville Jaguars. So this is almost like a home game for the Jaguars. I mean, these games are averaging about 80-something thousand fans And the Jaguars have played overseas more than anybody, Wayne. So who do you have in this game?
Well, who has the shortest flight?
Well, I can't say because one's coming from Florida going to the Far East and the other one is coming from the top. It might be the same distance. I don't know who's got the shortest flight.
What? Actually, though, me and Gene, I am going with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know that I want to call this an upset, though, because they've been playing good ball. You're going to see a good team in the future. They're not there yet, but this team is slowly coming around to show you that the Jacksonville fans are going to have something to be awfully proud of in the near future. I'm going with the Jacksonville.
It's going to be a good game, man. Listen to Kevin Harlan and Rich Gannon calling this game here, and I know they're going to be talking to our Yahoo listeners. So this is going to be pretty fun. But anyway, you know, I got to go with the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they lose last week to Marvin Lewis and those Bengals. They need to get back on board. And I know the Jaguars lost to the Texans as well. But I just say that the Buffalo Bills are probably better than that 3-3 record. I mean, they would love to get over 400. I mean, 500. Where did I get 400 from? To get over 500 in that AFC East. I think that's going to be a mental, moral victory for those guys. They have to beat Jacksonville. They come out of that game 4-3 if they win. So I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. Next game we have is going to be the Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions. So the Lions are happy to have a home game again. All right, they beat the Bears last week, 37-34 in overtime. It's the Vikings coming to town. Vikings coming off a 16-10 win over the Chiefs, Wayne. Who do you have in this game?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with the momentum of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Here we go. They're getting ready to start their momentum run.
Hey.
Start it now.
You might as well. You're at home, so you got to get this, okay? You have to get this win, although you got Adrian Peterson coming in. I think the last time those guys played back in September of last year, Adrian Peterson, did he rush for 134 yards? No, the last game they played, this was back in September.
In
this
week
was,
two.
Yeah, week two. What am I talking about?
Week two, he rushed.
Cause I'm like, he didn't play last year, so where'd that come from? So he rushed for 134 yards, and Bridgewater did his thing, 153 yards, a touchdown, and had a rushing TD in that game. So anyway, you know what? So you're going with Detroit. I am going with Minnesota. I'm going to go with Minnesota because I like what I see in Teddy Bridgewater, okay? And no, I'm not comparing Bridgewater to Stafford by any, you know, stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that these guys are going to go in there and get this much needed win. They are 3-2. They have a much better record, and I think they are the better team. I mean, because Detroit, I mean, there's a reason why you're 1-5. So I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. Next game we have are the New Orleans Saints 2-4 at the Indianapolis Colts, who are 3-3. And I know downtown that the Colts are just upset losing that game to the Patriots last week in a game that I thought that this was my shocker or my upset pick of the week, because I just thought they were going to get it done at home. I know Andrew Luck, it was his first game back from that injury. But interesting game here downtown. Who you got?
I don't know what the over-under on this, but it must be around 70, 80, 90 points. I got the Indianapolis Colts at home against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
No defense in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Although, you know, statistically speaking, the Saints have won 6 of the past 8 times they played the Colts. But, it's kind of funny. Remember, this is a rematch here of the old Super Bowl there. Remember that Super Bowl there with Peyton Manning going down and having our friend Tracy Porter, who picked him off and won that game for the for the Super Bowl Saints, man. This was a big, big time win for those guys. So I'm going to go with the Colts because Andrew Luck is my quarterback in fantasy football. And I need to get some points, but he put up some good points last week. But, man, they got to get it. They got to turn it around, though, because Chuck Pagano may not be there next year. And everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people had the Indianapolis Colts to probably get to the AFC Championship game, maybe get to the Super Bowl, but still got a chance there. Everyone's looking up at the Patriots, but I'm going to go ahead and go with the Indianapolis Colts.
Right. And on the other side of the field, you got that coach playing for the USC job. Oh, makes me wonder.
So, wait a minute, who's playing for the USC job? Because I know you're out there in L.A. You know something that I don't know?
The coach right there at your New Orleans Saints. He'll be
Sean
out.
Sean Payton?
And he'll be...
Sean Payton?
Yes, sir.
Possibly Sean Payton would leave the National Football League and go?
Is this breaking news? Am I giving you some breaking news here? Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Our listeners are probably saying, Mean Gene, that ain't breaking news for us. We know about it. Where the hell you been? I heard Chip Kelly might be going back to California.
There you go.
And that wouldn't be a bad pick either.
Those are the first two on the want list.
Yeah, I'd go with Chip Kelly.
USC wants someone from the NFL ranks.
Well, Chip Kelly is not necessarily from the NFL ranks. I mean, he still has a college mentality.
And that's where he needs to be.
And that's exactly where he needs to be. So I could see him there. But interesting stuff downtown. Breaking news on the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. How about the next game here? This is going to be a good one. The Pittsburgh Steelers 4-2 at the Kansas City Chiefs 1-5. Ooh, talking about a trap game here. I know how well Landry Jones played last week. All right, passed for 168 yards, 2 touchdowns with no interceptions. All right, that's 149.3 quarterback rating in a game that he didn't expect to play in. So who you got in this game, Wayne?
Well, you know, I was excited for Landry Jones earlier. That's because they had no time to prepare for him. Kansas City has time to prepare for him. I'm going with the Chiefs, who need as bad as I need a dollar. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Okay. Possibly that Big Ben could come in this game and play, or might even start. Michael Vick won't be in this game. I think that's probably the only thing that we can confirm at this time. But Big Ben, he practiced this week, so who knows what the Steelers might pull off here. But you got a hungry 1-5 Chiefs, and I know they got beat down by losing their running back earlier this year in Jamal Charles. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers because, man, that was a big-time win for Mike Tomlin, and they have beaten the Chiefs in the past 3 times they have played. So tell you what, we'll hold off on our next pick because we're almost at the end of the segment. But man, Chip Kelly in USC, I cannot see Sean Payton there.
Mean Jane, I'm giving you what I know. Sources tell me, and I got very many connections in the Trojan camp, fight on. Sources are telling me Sean Payton is our number one pick.
Oh, wow. That's what we're going to talk about. And if that happens, I guarantee you, you're going to be back on the show with Hot Rod and Ronnie B, and we'll play the tape back if we have to of what you just said. But, hey, folks, hey, you're listening to Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, downtown Wayne Brown. The Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show will be right back here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
You want all your favorite Yahoo Sports Radio shows on demand? Real simple. Go to YSRpodcast.com. YSRpodcast.com. Hi, this is Chris Morales from Yahoo Sports Radio. For years, I've been an avid consumer of energy drinks. They gave me physical energy, but recently I discovered how to get more mental energy, and we could all use that, with a little help from Mental Bright. Yes, Mental Bright is a health supplement for the brain. Mental Bright helps me focus. It helps me concentrate. Mental Bright is amazing. It's even helped my golf game. Go to MentalBright.com right now and learn more, because this will give you mental health. MentalBright.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Waking up with the Zig.
Do you pay your agent monthly, yearly, as contracts come, or
you're prying? And by the way, I can't fire my agent like an NBA or NFL player can fire his agent.
Scott, how about your agent?
I'm sorry, what?
My agent takes a percentage per year of what I make. No, I have no agent.
The Steve Zabin Show.
Mornings. 6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Travis Rogers now.
If he's on your team, he should be playing because you need to figure out whether or not this guy can play. And at practice, you're probably just not going to be able to find that out well enough. You need to see him with live ammunition and what's going on and how does he react and is he prepared and these, that, and the other things. So if you're going to have him, play him. And I still believe that. First round draft pick. You see, you used an incredibly valuable resource to get him on your team. So let's see what it is. But if you're not going to play him, if you've decided, hey, look, this guy ain't a player in this league. We blew it again. This guy at best is a backup. That's your determination. Bounce the guy. Get him out, because there's no reason that you should have to be going through answering questions about your pay. It's Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was, everybody wanted him to play because he could eat a chef's salad better than the next guy, or his leadership. And, oh, you should see him eat lunch. Oh. That's a distraction, just like your quarterback who went to rehab was stopped by the cops because there was drinking and there's stuff going on. And what's up with that?
Travis Rogers now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, sports fans, be sure and tune in to the Tony George Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 10 Eastern, for the best in sports information. With that Las Vegas twist, insight like this is found nowhere else. Professional Las Vegas bettor Teddy Covers, professional odds maker Matt Holt, who sets lines for 7 Las Vegas books, and myself, Tony George, giving you the winning angles against a Las Vegas line. That's the Tony George Show, Saturday and Sunday at 10 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. Do not miss it.
There are a lot of different sides to the Jeep brand family. For example, being the most luxurious SUV in its class, you could say the Jeep Grand Cherokee has a sophisticated side, while the Jeep Wrangler has the distinction of being the only open-air 4x4 SUV on the market, not to mention being named the best 4x4 vehicle of the decade by Four Wheeler Magazine. And the Jeep Cherokee brings efficiency by offering 31 mpg highway. But the one thing they all have in common? Available best-in-class 4x4 capability, which means when this family gets together, they can go pretty much anywhere. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, Wrangler, and Cherokee, all part of an SUV family that has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Based on Grand Cherokee Summit and Ward segmentation, based on 2001 to 2010 model years, EPA estimated 2.4-liter front-wheel drive. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pen and jot down this special number. Call 800-805-3916. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for much less money. Call 800-805-3916. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99. Best of all, there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials and watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Call 800-805-3916. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut cost and get more. Call today. 800-805-3916. That's 800-805-3916. Again, 800-805-3916.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
To get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Again, it's the Yahoo Sports Kings here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Mean Gene Sports Machine and an old friend joining me, downtown Wayne Brown from Los Angeles, California, on the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Wayne, let's move it right along. The next game we have is going to be the Houston Texans 2-4 at the Miami Dolphins 2-3. Who wins?
Struggling teams, I'm going to go with Miami on the home field.
All right, I'm going to go with Miami also to win this game. Next one we have is the New York Jets. Woo, the 4-1 New York Jets at the unbeaten New England Patriots 5-0. This should be a good one. Who do you got?
Without Rex Ryan and without his calamity, I'm going to go with the New England Patriots.
All right, Patriots 5-0. Tom Brady is on a roll. And I tell you, I don't know who's going to stop him, but I do like the Jets defense to slow him down, but I can't go there. I cannot pick Tom Brady losing at home, especially after they have won 8 of the past 9 against the Jets. So I'm going to go with the Patriots. Next game we have is the Cleveland Browns at the St. Louis Rams. It's going to be the Browns and the Rams in St. Louis. Who you got, Wayne?
Low-scoring game, mild upset. I'm going with the Browns.
Yeah, you're right about a low-scoring game. So now, Rams coming off a bye week, okay? So the last game they played were against those Packers where they got beat 24-10. And the Browns coming off an overtime loss to the Broncos last week. So I'm going to go with the Rams. I think the Rams are going to get it done. I think the Rams coming off a bye. Jeff Fisher should have his team ready to roll. Next game we have Atlanta Falcons at the Tennessee Titans. The 5-1 Atlanta Falcons. Dirty Bird's going to go and play the 1-4 Tennessee Titans. Who do you have?
Oh, this is a no-brainer. Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it's going to be a road game. And I tell you what, Matt Ryan has been doing pretty good. And Devonta Freeman, oh my goodness. This guy leads the NFL with 10 touchdowns. Okay, so
that's my fantasy running back.
Yeah, that's my fantasy running back. I'm glad they have different leagues, buddy, because we would have been fighting over this one. And that's cool. But, you know, Marcus Mariota, number 2 overall pick, you know. I mean, he's not really doing – he leads rookies in passing yards, believe it or not, 1,239. But, I mean, it's just not – you can't see it in this 1-4 record here, so – it would be a huge upset, though, if the Titans won, but I don't see it happening. I think Dan.
And I believe he's injured. Is he practicing this week? I believe he's injured.
I don't know if he practiced this week, but I tell you what, though, they would need. I don't even know who their backup is if he's not playing.
Right.
But nevertheless, yeah, this could be an easy win for Dan Quinn and the Falcons. So I'm going to go with Atlanta as well. Next game we have is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington Redskins. And
wake me up when this one is over.
Well, you was talking about Lovie Smith earlier. At least you got to go with the Buccaneers in this game, right?
Well, you know, Lovie always looked like he's sleeping on the sideline, so wake me up when this is over.
He's coming off a
I'm
bye.
I'm going with the Washington Redskins.
The Buccaneers are coming off a bye. All right, so let's see what Jameis Winston can get done. Doug Martin, the running back, has been doing spectacular this year. Believe it or not, I've left him on the bench a lot of games because of Devontae Freeman. So interesting game. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. I like to see what teams do after a bye. I mean, what you got to get it done. So the Buccaneers are 2-3 and probably better than what most people expected. And the Redskins are 2-4. So you got the Redskins, right?
Yes, sir.
And Wayne said, I can't believe we talked about this game this long. I told you it was boring. All right, I will go with the Buccaneers. Next game. Oh, I know you want to talk about this one, though, buddy. Because not
Later.
Only... I know you want to talk about this game here. Oh, my goodness. Boy, you bring back some memories, okay, with the Raiders. Oh, my goodness, man. We did some things out there in Southern California, man. There was a place, Wayne, called the Beer Hunter. And I tell my guys here, when we did promos, for some reason, this part of the country don't respond to promos like the West Coast. How many people would pack that Beer Hunter when we did our shows?
Oh, my goodness. They had to call in the fire marshals, I don't know how many times, because we were
thank
just
you. Crowds. And granted, yeah. I know most, heck, 80, 90% of them were Raider fans. But nevertheless, we had that big screen TV giveaway one time, right? Right before the Raiders went to the AFC Championship game. I mean, we made so much money there with that raffle that they told us to take the money in the back because you guys about to get robbed here. it was crazy. But nevertheless, man, here the Raiders are, 2-3 at the San Diego Chargers. This is not the safest NFL game to go to. I will say that. But the game is in San Diego. Phillip Rivers has been playing lights out. Wayne, who wins this game?
For the battle to claim L.A., and you'll see who has the most fans there in San Diego Stadium. It won't be the Chargers, but I'm going to go with the Raiders. Yeah. Raiders will go with the upset.
Going with the upset. Woo-wee. Derek Carr, Phillip Rivers. I tell you what, Wade, I got to go with Phillip Rivers, man. I just say this guy at home, he lost last week at the Packers. I mean, what more can you do? He's putting up crazy numbers, and they're not winning.
Game. He threw the ball 63 times. Is his arm still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
He threw the ball 63 times.
I know. I'm going with San Diego.
No San Antonio, no Antonio Gates this week. He hasn't been practicing all week.
Okay.
Normally, for San Diego, if you don't practice on a Friday, you don't play that Sunday.
Okay.
So, no Gates. Now, they played fired up with Gates last week.
You trying to get me to change my opinion. I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers and the Chargers on this one. How about the next game? How about the NFC East? This is a battle. This game actually kicked off the Sunday night NFL season on NBC. This is the Dallas Cowboys 2-3 at the New York Giants 3-3. So the Cowboys are trying to just get it together. Matt Castle gets the start here, and they're going to New York. So who you got, Wayne?
Well, we know the Giants can't get out of their own way. Coughlin, this should be his last season, but this may be his last game if they lose to the Cowboys this time. He's not going to get fired. He's going to quit.
Oh, my goodness. You're going with the Cowboys?
I'm going with the Cowboys.
All right.
You heard it first.
If he quits after the game, man, I got some lotto numbers I've been playing with. You're going to have to help me out with those. I'm going to go with the New York Giants. I mean, the way they lost that game in Dallas on that Sunday night, just crazy play calling. That team is pretty darn good. And Odell Beckham is just playing just unbelievably good, football. The Cowboys are coming off a bye week. They lost the last game that they played to the Patriots 30-6. I got to think that they are going to have a better showing in that game. So brings us to the Monday night game here, and that's going to be the Baltimore Ravens at the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are just playing some pretty good football on the Bruce Arians. Jim Harbaugh and the 1-5 Baltimore Ravens are not getting it done. So who do you got, Wayne?
Okay, well, we know it's not Jim. In this case, it's John Harbaugh, whose name was also mentioned for that USC job, by the way. But I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not? I mean, the way they have been playing, and they got to be pissed off losing to the Steelers the way they did. I mean, that game, and you're right, they couldn't prepare for Landry Jones, but still, I mean, that I know Bruce Arians wanted that game. Trust me, after, you know, he was the offensive coordinator, the wide receivers coach up there. I know he wanted that game. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals as well.
But let me tell you this, Mean Gene, because I know your Texas fans are listening, and they heard you say that you take a team coming off of a bye week, and yet you pick the Giants over the Cowboys. Your Texas fans heard that. I know they did.
Well, you don't need to be reminding them of what they heard. I know they heard what they heard because I said what I said. But anyway, I tell you what, here, real quick, let's go ahead and give some quick shots out here because we only got a little bit left to go here. Calvin Johnson and the Saints, Michael Maute, getting it done there. NFC Players of the Week for the NFC. In the AFC, we had DeAndre Hopkins, Cameron Wake, and the Steelers kicker, Chris Boswell. So, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed Downtown Wayne Brown. And the fellas should be back next week. You have been listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.